Welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy Two Time in the House. What's up, everybody?
Jesus.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Oh, shoot, Salty Show. How you doing over there in that shithole Pennsylvania that's locked down because you have a cuck governor who's a fucking piece of shit that hopefully he fucking gets the COVID shot and fucking convulses and fucking retires.
There you go.
I didn't say die. I said convulses and retires.
Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, on this episode of The Salty Show, the Supreme Court of the United States has agreed to hear one of the election cases. We'll talk about that, what it means to this election cycle. Also, stimulus checks. Anybody gonna get anything? I don't think they're coming, folks. Also, a new COVID strain, and we're all back to square one. Lockdowns all over again. Oh my god. Yeah, exactly. No. We're also gonna talk about Wonder Woman 84.
Nope.
Was it a bust?
No.
I watched it, and I think we're gonna get some mixed reviews here. We'll give you ours. All right, all that and more on this episode. Yeah?
No, wait, hold on. Hold on. You left out probably the most important thing that happened this weekend. Christmas?
Yeah, we'll talk
about it. Fucking bomb went off in the middle of Nashville.
Yeah, well, it's all the election fraud and all that shit that's going on. All right. All that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
Fucking Wonder Woman sucked.
Oh, dear Lord.
No, it did not.
Fucking awful.
All right, hold on.
It was not.
We're going to get into this right away.
Yeah.
The Salty
Show.com. Welcome back.
All right, I'm really fucking salty, okay?
Whoa.
I'm fucking salty.
I'm fucking salty.
That movie fucking sucked.
It did not suck.
So hold on.
It was a social justice warrior fucking movie.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was. Yes, it sucked. 1984 sucked. The fucking portrayal of Donald Trump sucked. Come on.
That wasn't Donald Trump.
That was not Donald Trump.
That was Ronald Reagan.
That was supposed to be Trump.
No, it was not.
It was Ronald Reagan.
Oil. Yeah, that was a spoof.
I think it was just the stereotypical GOP is what they're, you know, big oil, big business, yada yada yada, greed. You know what I mean? Like that's it's the whole Marxist message. I think that was the flaw in the movie. And so Tim brought it up. So let's talk about it. So you guys, we all saw it yesterday.
Wow.
Now look, I'm a big DC guy. I like DC. The characters are just better. I don't think it's the worst movie. I don't think it's up there with, you know, Justice League. Justice League kind of did suck. But it wasn't as great as I had anticipated it. And, what do you guys think about the Linda Carter cameo towards the end? The throwback to,
it seemed kind of thrown in, really.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Everything about that movie was just so cheese dick. Even Max Cow, whatever his name is, with the, I grant you one wish. I'm like, dude, you're better than the Mandalorian. Stay the fuck out of Wonder Woman. You know what I'm saying?
He was
like,
in Game of Thrones, too. Parcell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first Wonder Woman, unbelievable. Second Wonder Woman, it just sucked. Everything about it.
Yeah. Well,
I guess I didn't read into it as much, and I just took it for the face value of it being
dick.
Wonder Woman.
It was cheese dick. It was, take away the political stunt, it was just cheese dick. It looked like a 1980, I mean, I get that's what they were going for, but to me, I'm in 2020. Fucking effects and everything great. I don't want to go back to 1984. 1984 was just 80s suck. You know what I mean? Unless you're doing cocaine and fucking Manhattan. Fucking suck. You know what I'm saying?
This guy.
How old were you in the 1980s exactly? Jesus.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. It was shit. Like, everything was so cheese dick. And then you brought back the guy, I grant you one wish, and you bring back the guy's her fucking long lost love that died in the front. I'm like, come on, stop. Stop. This is stupid.
Well, look. Okay, so
I guess we should start the show out with a spoiler alert.
A spoiler alert.
I don't give a shit. Dude, the movie is not worth it. Put it in. This is what I tell Nelson yesterday. If I was in the movie theaters and I paid $15 to go see that movie, I would have walked out. That's how bad it is.
And I agree with you.
I would have walked out of there.
I'm with you there. I don't think it would have been worth the price for to go watch it. I don't think it was that great. Now HBO Max. It was where I liked it. I liked the music. I liked the throwback to the 80s.
The 80s clothing. They had a little 80s clothing montage.
Yeah, there were things.
I watched the Goldbergs for that. Yes. I watched the Goldbergs for the throwback to the 80s.
So I was not in the U.S. in the 1980s. Okay. So for me, a lot of that stuff was like, I didn't know this was something that was the from the 1980s. I didn't know this was a thing. Yes. I didn't know some of the styles. Yeah, I did, because we didn't have that. It was definitely not like that growing up in Germany. It wasn't. We didn't. There was a lot of stuff in there. It was like, oh,
they all have
I didn't know about that.
Over there in Germany.
And the rest of them. No, okay. It's just, Jesus.
All right.
Oh
so
God.
Let's stay on topic.
I was also sheltered. So.
So I think that
they got fanny packs now.
Okay, so Tim,
Nelson has
what
one.
About the? I do. I have a few. What about the story, the Wonder Woman story, and how it's going to fit into the DC universe? Okay, so
I hope they kill her off.
No, come on, dude, this guy. No. Why would you?
She wasn't. She wasn't Wonder in that. I didn't see any Wonder Woman in that. That was just blah. That was like watching a shitty comic book movie. Like the story, I just felt like it went backwards. Everything about it, it was so
well.
It reminded me of the 80s Superman movie, but she's flying like the
yeah. So there was some confusion, right? Growing up, it was always Wonder Woman had her invisible jet, right? So they do throw that into the movie,
yep.
But at the end, she's flying around without the jet. I'm like, well, what's the deal here? Are we bypassing the whole invisible jet and going straight to she can now fly?
Yeah.
Well, is she flying, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah, she's doing the Superman movie
at the end, remember?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. For a second I thought it was her, cuz she uses the whatever that lasso thing to grab onto things and, catapult herself across, the sky or whatever. So, right. But then they took that a step further.
And she did
and
catapult
now,
herself.
Right. Yeah. It's not an entirely bad movie like Tim says. Tim just says it's all shit. It wasn't
awful.
No, it wasn't.
It was shit.
No, stop it. Look, there are some people. Look, I'll give you this. This whole social justice warrior bullshit, I'm done with. And I'm like you. To me, that would have been enough to push me to walk out. And I've been doing that with a lot of these fucking comic shows that are now just becoming
but hold
megaphones
on, wait,
for these
hold on. Wonder Woman was not a social, is not part of the social justice thing from the sense that Wonder Woman goes back to my mom and dad's era. Like she's been around for decades and decades. I know, but again, you're going into, Captain Marvel is fucking social justice warrior bullshit.
Captain Marvel.
The whole movement of the Affinity Wars, whatever, where all of the heroic men are no longer part of it, and now we got the women. That's fucking social. Like, that shit pisses me off. I was getting, I'm sick of this fucking, now we have to have Batgirl and Catgirl. Supergirl and whatever. Like, stop fucking coming up with new superheroes that have pussies because you don't want to continue the male heroics. But well, Wonder Woman was one of them that has been there for decades. And the 1940s.
Yeah, I think you misunderstood.
Okay, social
but again,
yeah.
You're going in and you're looking way more deep than
no. Look,
than necessary Wonder Woman.
No, no, no.
This 84 movie.
Look. Okay, so
storyline with social justice.
Yeah, exactly. And so what I'm saying is, it's not Wonder Woman. I'm a big fan of Wonder Woman, man. I used to watch it when I was a kid. Yeah. We used to watch the Linda Carter version of Wonder Woman. It was awesome. So no, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about again, the villain is always some rich. Oil, this is their typical stereotypical villain for the left, and that's what they portrayed for this. Why not the what used to be the villains, people
the
who
blonde bimbo
what
what if a geo what if like what if it was reversed? What if they made the movie and they made the character like Obama making him the enemy. They would lose their fucking shit. They like
exactly.
All movie houses would be shut down.
Or
I thought that what was the who's the woman that was protecting the man? What
Kristen Wiig's character?
Yeah, I thought Kristen Wiig was going to be the nemesis, the arch nemesis to Wonder Woman this time. Yeah. Villain. And I was disappointed that she was not the villain. She should have been the villain.
Wasn't she? Wasn't she?
She was part of it, but she wasn't the main, like, to your point, they used the oil.
Yeah.
The oil.
Yeah, it would have been better.
But the oil guy.
Just been her and her only.
Yes, her and her only. She should have been the villain. And I think that they did wrong there. Yeah. They should have made her.
Oh, my God, in those black fucking leather. Oh my God!
See,
I have to admit, when we sat down and started watching it, and I saw the credits pop on. Right, I think Gal Gadot was the first one to pop on, and then Pedro Pascal,
I don't know
whatever his name,
yeah,
is. And then it was Kristen Wiig, and I'm like, what?
Yeah,
Kristen Wiig.
Yeah, he said that.
You couldn't find anybody better to play in this movie than Kristen Wiig.
Yeah,
but they did a good job of dolling her up.
Hey, look. Yeah. I would kick her out of bed. No, look. Look, and even the villain, and this is another problem that I had with the whole thing was, you know, they try to create a complex character, right? Which, you know, sometimes it works for villains, okay? But I think you dilute the idea of fighting evil when you do that. For example, so this guy, you know, what is he struggling with? With being wealthy and having power, but he cares about his kid. And in the end,
sick.
You know what I mean? Exactly. So money has made him basically sick, and power has made him sick. And then eventually he has a change of heart, and now he's a good guy. See, to me, when you blur those lines, how do you fight? You know what I'm saying? Like, and so this to me is the social justice warrior aspect of this whole thing. You can't just have pure evil. And I think this is why comic books used to be great, because it was a battle between good and evil, not between good and maybe he has a good heart somewhere in there. You know what I mean? Like
Do you remember how many of you guys, they didn't make a big deal out of it. It was very kind of short captured, but the villain, who's having this struggle and this battle, Max Lord. He has flashbacks to his childhood of being what they portray to be a little Hispanic boy being abused and beaten in poverty by his dad, and then bullied by kids around him because of. So there, to your point, I see they didn't put a big focus and emphasis on that and how he's trying to struggle of becoming
trying to make something of himself.
Exactly. But they did get away a little bit from the rich white guy in the oil industry.
Sure as hell made him look
hair. But even as he's speaking, his hair's dark. Even when he's speaking, there's a tinge of an accent.
Mm-hmm.
He's not clearly spoken as an American, English, born and raised kind of guy. So they're still not like you guys. I still think you're going too far into trying to pick apart making
Cheetah, if it was just Cheetah and they focused on that. Because you got to remember,
is that the name of the henchman? Cheetah?
I think so. I'm not Predator.
I am not up on Wonder Woman. I'm not up on comic books really at all, right? The only ones that I could really name are the ones from like Batman, right? The Joker super big. You know, he was super big time.
DC.
The Riddler, super big time.
DC.
And really the reason why I know those is because I saw it from the Batman TV show, right? They were constantly interacting. So, but yeah, when it comes to the villains and stuff, like Superman's villains, I'd have a hard time naming
Lex Luthor
more than two Supermen.
Lex Luthor's the only one.
That's
why
I had a problem also with this story. You already have that character.
Yes.
You have Lex Luthor. Mm-hmm. You already touched on it in the Superman Returns with him and Batman. You saw him in Justice League, and now you're bringing in this other character. Like, you already have that billionaire philanthropist, you know, villain. It would have been just fine if it was just, what was her name? Kristen
Wiig.
Wiig. If it was just her and you focused on that story, with the cheetah and her, you know, granting the wit and going through that, that would have been a much better story.
I agree.
Right. You could have did more with that. When you threw him in there, he kind of just. That made a cheese dick.
Going back to the unclear of evil, And again, I think this is why comic were popular, because the evil, it was clear. The Joker, right? There's the memorable line. Some people just like to see the world burn. You don't have compassion on that. You know what I mean? Like, and so when they present this guy and he's a father and then, you know, he's struggling, but something's making him be bad. That's not an ultimate evil. I think it presents this liberal idea. And I'm sorry, I know I'm turning into politics, but I think this is why I dislike it, because the writers are influenced by this shit. And so what they try to present is ultimately there's good in everybody. False. Yep. Wrong. Some people just want to see the world burn. And so this is why I struggle with that, because the evil isn't clear. You know what I mean? Like Lex Luthor, he's evil. He, you know what I mean? Like, nobody has compassion for Lex Luthor. The Joker, the same way. Yeah, you would. Jesus, yeah, but yeah. But and so I think,
well,
for
and
me,
they
that
left
was a struggle.
It open to you. Yeah, and no. To your point, though, the evil one, the woman, Barbara, right?
Cheetah.
Okay. Yeah. The cheetah, in the end, you notice, though, I don't recall, she never took her wish back. And they didn't put a big focus on that.
Oh.
She's sitting with her black, the clothes on before the transformation into the cheetah.
Yeah.
She's sitting, looking over everything against the rock. They didn't put a big focus on this one. Yeah. And she's sitting there. She doesn't take it back. So it almost left it open for her to come back and be the villain that maybe she was. I don't know the comic books, right? But she was the only one throughout the whole thing that never took it back. She's just sitting there kind of half dead, half alive, half in her sorrows, watching the rest of the world reversing their wishes.
I have a question about that. So she, the cheetah character, Barb, whatever, she got two wishes.
Yes.
The first wish she got to be Wonder Woman, basically.
Yeah.
And then she says, well, forget that. I don't want that anymore. I want to be an apex predator.
He gives her the option. He says, I'm feeling generous today. His exact words. I'm feeling generous today. What do you ultimately wish for?
So the one wish requirement is not a part of the magic of the plastic or whatever. It's up to him now because he can do whatever he wants.
He's fucking.
Well, because remember what would happen is you would make a wish and then he would take something from you, right? Because he would choose. Whereas before, it was your most valuable possession that was taken from you. Yeah.
So when it was just the stone, when you held on to the stone, like that guy says, I want a coffee. And 2 seconds later, somebody shows up and gives him coffee. In theory, that guy lost the most important thing to him.
That was the supposed to be.
Yep.
Not necessarily the most important thing to him, but the most thing that he had treasured. So for the cheetah, it was that she had a good heart and she was a good person. So then that's where I'm thinking, where you're talking about becoming, where Saul's, that's why I brought her up, is because Saul's saying, you know, the true evil of evil from the original comic books, that's part of it, right? There's good, there's bad. There's no fighting good with bad inside of a bad person. It's just they're bad. Well, that's where she gives up. She gives up that goodness, that heart that she had.
For power.
And she doesn't care. When it's brought to her attention before becoming Cheetah, she's like, I didn't give up anything. Like, I don't give a shit. And she portrays that in the way she treats her homeless friend.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm bringing it up. They didn't bring a lot of attention to her sitting there, but she never withdrew her wish.
She'll show up in the
And next so episode. Did they just stage it and set it up for the next one to say, here's pure evil with pure goodness, and then to have that battle. I mean, I don't know, but that would definitely be a good way to save.
It's DC. What? Yeah. It's DC. They screw up their movies. Oh. You know what I mean?
Well,
like this isn't the first time they've screwed it up with shit.
Look,
you know what I mean?
See, here's, and we had this conversation with Tim last night, and here's something that DC's doing, because for a long time, DC's been trying to compete against Marvel. Marvel is, you know, kicking their ass, basically. And they try to emulate that, you know, what Marvel did, which was, you know, have all these different movies and it, you know, crescendos into an epic battle, right? Marvel was doing that. And how many movies did we talk about, Tim? 16? I don't know how many. It was a ridiculous amount. Anyway, so
I thought it was like 20, 22 or something.
It's a lot of movies. And but it worked because there was that continuity, right? Every movie, and what they would do is at the end of the movie, they would show a clip for some other movie that was going to be part of this, you know, whatever, Marvel Universe. DC tried to emulate that, and they failed miserably because they, you know what I mean, like, they have different versions of the Batman, and it just didn't work. Well, what I started noticing, and I was telling Tim this, in because I watched the CW series, all you know, they're on Netflix. And you know, so from, what was it, The Green Arrow, Flash, and then you got Supergirl. So what they've done, and I think it's genius, and allows them to do a crossover, not just between movies, but also between TV shows and movies. And this is, remember what happened when Flash, the Flash from the TV series meets the Flash from the movie, and they have like this. You remember in that Justice League, they meet each other. So what DC is doing is they're using this multiverse concept, meaning that there's multiple universes out there. Yeah, that was pretty. Look it up, dude. So what they're doing is that it's this multiverse concept, meaning there's all these different universes in one Earth. On one universe, there is a version of Flash that is, you know, the guy who's in the TV series right now, and then there's another version of him, but back from the Flash in the 80s. And he makes an appearance, and then there's a version of the Flash from the movies. And so that's how DC's getting around that. There's different characters. Why is this Batman different than that Batman? They're using the multiverse concept, which I think is genius. I like it. And so that's why, you know, they're not looking for continuity. They're looking, what they changed their strategy into just making single movies and making those great, and then, you know, combining them and meshing them together. And it works because, again, of the concept of the multiverse. Yeah, what were you going to say, Jeremy?
So they use that multiverse idea in the comic books as well, right? I'm under that impression. Like I said, I don't follow
it. Yeah, well, comics are so much easier to go back and this, that, and the third.
They started to, but I think I might be wrong here, but I think they started to because a lot of times lately, you know, movies now are driving what happens in comic books. You know, you're starting to see that they're influenced what happens characters in the comic books now. So I don't know what came first. I don't know if it was introduced in the comic series or if it came out in the movies first. But again, this is how they're getting around that continuity question, you know, so because you have, what was his name? The Green Lantern, Tim's favorite movie.
Ryan Reynolds. I love The Green Lantern. Every time it's on, I watch it.
I have to rewatch it because I think I've seen bits and pieces of it. I've never seen the whole thing through.
I remember seeing it years ago, and I didn't think it was all that bad of a movie. I mean, obviously, one of the running jokes in that is the animated super suit or whatever.
Yeah,
because they mentioned it in Deadpool. Yeah. He's like, just don't make the suit green or animated.
Yeah. I mean, they definitely know. So they definitely. I mean, it wasn't up to par for what it should have been. But I actually don't find it, like, I can watch Green Lantern all the way through every time. I had to turn Wonder Woman. I stopped Wonder Woman like three different times to go wash dishes, to take a shower, to go work out. Like, it didn't keep my interest at all.
Okay. Well, it was like 2.5 hours long too. It was,
dude. I can sit there and watch Endgame. Side. I can watch all the Marvel movies over and over again and not even blink an eye.
See,
look at my phone.
Me and Tim talked about this other aspect to this whole thing was because if you think about, do you guys watch any of the series on CW like The Flash? Do you guys watch any of those?
No.
Oh, you guys should start watching those. I promise you.
The
look,
movies. Movies are enough.
No. So I'll tell you why. No. Listen to me, because you guys, you know, you like watching a show, and you know, maybe doing some binge watching here and there. The reason I see DC does a better job with that whole, the TV series. I believe so. The latest ones, I can't stomach them just because, again, the social justice. They're just diving headfirst into that shit. But if you watch the first, you know, few seasons of this, of each of those shows, they're great. I'm not kidding. And I think it's because the DC characters they're just more memorable, right? Like Jeremy was saying, you know, he remembers, you know, Batman, Joker, you know, Riddler. You have all these characters, Superman, all these memorable characters. And to be honest with you, I was the only probably character that I knew from Marvel was the Hulk and Spider-Man. Everybody else, you know, was I didn't know any of these characters until I started watching the movies. And so the TV series, I think, is better. And you should watch them because they're complex characters and they have good storylines. And that's why I'm a better fan of the DC universe, because, again, they have the just better characters and better storylines.
Yeah. So,
and maybe they'll get around this whole, because they were. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. What?
I didn't even know there was a DC and a Marvel. I thought comic books were comic books, and I thought all these action hero movies were just action hero movies with special powers, like, or whatever. I had no idea. Jeremy was, so I've learned this within the past 6 years. Jeremy's like, that's DC. That's not Marvel. You can't combine them. And I was like, we were watching the Marvel ones where they start bringing in a whole bunch of, so it has to be something with the affinity or whatever, the
Avengers.
And, and I said, well, why aren't they? Where is Batman? Where are these other people? Well, so he's like, that's not the Avengers. I'm like, yeah, it is. They're all comic books.
So there is one spot where they did kind of cross over during Spider-Man. His Aunt May or whatever makes some comment to him, like, you should calm down. You're not Superman. Yeah. So there was a crossover where they actually acknowledged the other existed.
One.
But,
yeah.
Very rarely have you ever seen that before? Where they reference?
No.
I think in the comic series they did do a crossover. But I don't know where that went. But I'm pretty sure they did that. There was a comic series that came out that mixed them both. I don't know anything about it, but I've heard that they have mixed it. Yeah.
But I mean, in the movies, right? There's very few references to Batman saying anything about Iron Man, right?
Yeah, you never
want the same characters.
You never want to talk about your competition.
Promote
you know what I mean? Because in theory, they all competition.
Right. Right.
But what I was going to say is, what I was telling Nelson yesterday also was, DC's characters are definitely a lot more. There's a lot more to them. You could develop a whole series like with Wonder Woman. You can show a whole series on Wonder Woman and show the development of her character because they're very complex, very, you know, they have different
elements.
You don't
think like Iron Man is complex?
So they were able to do that, but they were able to do that in the movies because they signed them up for 3 movies. So they were able to show the, you know, the beginning of Iron Man. You see him as that philanthropist playboy, and then once he, you know, then he has the reality check. I'm in the cave. I got to get out. He builds the fucking thing for his chest, turns into Iron Man. But then he realizes, like, my weapons are what's causing the problem.
He becomes he grows a heart.
So you saw the development of the character over all the movies.
Well, how's that different than Batman, right? You see the development of Batman.
So in Batman,
over the
yes, but the rest of them, no. They've never been able to recreate it with any of them. Because if you think about it,
well,
like the
Wonder Woman, they did.
No, they did a really crappy job with that. Sorry.
The first movie explaining her origin?
No, so the first one, but then the second one didn't show the evolution of her because you got to remember, they went from.
Define the second one.
Well, the second Wonder Woman, because the
Batman
problem is.
Batman versus Ben Affleck?
No. The second Wonder Woman, because now the problem is you see her show up in other movies. So you see her character development in. The Batman movie, you see it in Justice League, but then you're going backwards. So it's like, that doesn't make any sense because where she is in Justice League, you know, when she's trying to say, you know, to Superman, hey, you know, we got to work together. We got to, you know, win this battle, you know, of good and evil, right? But then you're taking her back to 19, like, it doesn't work.
It does on all the rest of them.
No, it doesn't. They don't go backwards. So like when Iron Man, Iron Man 3 happened. Iron Man 3 picked up right after the first Avengers. So when he's sitting there with the kid and he's like, oh, you know, you got all the aliens coming out of the sky and he's having those panic attacks, it evolved after. It didn't go backwards. So Iron Man 3 took place after the first Avengers. And they carried his mental state and his health state.
Tim, this is what I was talking about earlier. That DC tried to compete with Marvel in having continuity, right? You make one movie, the next one, you know, it just goes on. But DC failed at that. They did. And because they, like you said, they kept losing. Yeah. Well, they kept losing characters, right? Christian Bale didn't want to continue. So, you know, and that's just one piece of the puzzle. That would have been fucking epic, but it just didn't happen. So what DC has decided to do is said, well, you know what? We're not even going to play that game. And this is the multiverse thing. That's why they can do a movie of Wonder Woman in 84 and kind of be out of the timeline. But is it really? Because, again, this is a multiverse concept. And so they're not going to do what they were trying to do like Marvel was successful in doing. They're just not competing with them in that sense anymore. So that's why you're seeing these different independent movies. Like you saw the movie Joker, right, with Joaquin Phoenix. That was a standalone movie. It was a fucking great movie. Oh, yeah. I liked it. But and that's why it can work.
I walked out of Joker and I looked at Jeremy and said, I don't think I ever have to see this movie again.
I was not
entertained and impressed.
So that was the reviews of that. Either you loved it or you hated it. There was no middle of that movie.
Yeah, they didn't give you a lot of playroom. Like a lot of movies they walk that line, right? Yeah. Trying to get both sides.
Mm-hmm.
With Joker, it's just like, no, we're going this direction, and if you don't like it, fine, you don't have to watch it.
And honestly, even Wonder Woman 84, you know, even watching that last night, when Shauna and Tony were with us, and when they left, when we were sitting there and the credits were rolling, and I said, I have to watch this thing again tomorrow with my daughters, and like, I really wouldn't feel hurt if I never saw it again, because it just wasn't the same. The first Wonder Woman, I've watched multiple times.
Me
we
too.
Own it. Mm-hmm. I've seen it. A lot of them I've watched over and over. Some of them I'm like, ah, okay, now I've actually finally seen it. Some of them I still haven't sat through the whole thing without interruption.
Yeah.
I love the Iron Man movies, but I've still never seen every one of them without interruption. I catch bits and pieces. But I like them.
Yeah, that's the important part about going to the movie theater, right? When you go to the movie theater, you sit down with your drink, you sit down with your popcorn, you sit down with your Raisinets or whatever.
My beer.
And your beer, yeah, nowadays beer. And you sit there and you watch the whole thing. You don't get up to put the dishes in the sink. You don't get up to answer the phone. You don't get up to swap the washer and the dryer. You don't do that.
Let the dog out.
When you're in the theater, exactly. When you're in the theater, that's all you're doing.
Yeah.
And I think that if they decide to start shutting down all these movie theaters and start streaming everything, you're going to lose that. It's going to be gone, and you're not going to be able to get it back, because there will always be that interruption.
And on the other side of that, though, that might play into the benefit to these producers and these companies, because we're going to go out. Like, how many times have we sat down, turned on Iron Man so that I could try and, oh, I'm going to try and get through it this time. Oh, I'm going to try and get through it this time. And so some people I don't, you know, for us, if they were charging us by the time we turned it on to watch it, they're going to make a lot of money off of this family for one movie.
I'll tell you this.
That's when that would stop.
I'll tell you this. I think that's a girl problem. And I'll tell you why. Because I grew up with girls, dude. Watching any movie with girls is impossible. I'm not kidding. Maybe it's just my sisters, but I doubt it. Because what happens is that they'll start talking in the middle of the movie when it's like a vital point in the plot. And they're chatting, and I'm like paying attention. I'm like, oh my God, oh my fucking God. And then they're like, what happened? Like, well, if you would have shut your goddamn mouth and watched the movie, but now you want to know, rewind it. Yeah. No, I'm not playing this game. And so I can't watch a movie.
And when you're at the theater, they have to pay attention.
Yeah, yeah, you have to shut up. Yeah. But okay, wait a minute. This happened fucking last night. No, we sit down, the movie starts.
And Jeremy told me.
Jeremy starts critiquing the movie out loud. Okay? I looked at Jeremy and I'm like, can you just fucking shut up so we can watch. I'm hard of hearing. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. And God love her, but I think even Shauna, something distracted Shauna on her phone and she said something. I'm like, fuck, shut up. I have no children making me get up to do anything while I'm sitting here.
It proved that nobody liked the movie except for you.
I don't love the movie. I didn't hate it. And again, I wouldn't sit and watch it again. I'm going to because of the kids, but I wouldn't pick it.
It wasn't an entirely bad movie. I liked it more than I hated it. Were there parts that I disliked? Yes.
Yeah.
Like I said, this whole social justice warrior bullshit. The fact that the evil is not clear. You know, is he a bad guy? What is this? Fuck out of here. You know, I'm having this cognitive dissonance with the whole movie because, you know what I mean? Like, I hated this guy at first. Now I don't. Okay. Fuck you, DC. Fuck you.
Take my money. I'm done. I'm done with
this
bullshit.
Give my money back.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
I think we hit the nail on the head on this. Check it out. See it for yourself. But I think it sucks.
And then subscribe. The and then subscribe or comment or like our show Hulk for smash. Tonight today, and let us know how you felt about it because that's how we get out there. Like, well, come on, give us some. Yeah.
Like I said, we may need to put a spoiler alert at the beginning of the podcast for people who haven't seen it.
There's nothing to spoil on that. There's nothing to spoil. We all know that people die in comic book movies.
Nobody died. Oh, spoil alert! Spoil alert!
Yeah, you know, here's another thing that but this has always been an aspect of Diana Prince is that she hates guns, right? She's like, oh, I hate guns. Well, how convenient. You know what I mean? Like, you don't need it to defend yourself.
Yeah, superpowers.
Oh, that's right. She even says something in the movie as she's breaking the gun about it.
There you go. That's a subliminal message.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just not affected that way.
Hold on. If we're going down that road, even during Star Wars, there's a scene where Obi-Wan Kenobi, it was like, oh, blasters, so primitive, you know, which are basically guns, right? Guns, so primitive, right? And there's a comment in that as well, but that was...
But he's got the fucking Schwartz, you know what I'm saying? He can fucking, the lightsaber that fucking cuts people in fucking half, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's like the most deadliest fucking weapon. What they're saying is, as long as I have the good weapon and you don't, that's all that matters.
Well, let's just face it. If you spent the majority of your life practicing with a sword... You would feel kind of pissed off that someone had a gun that's better than your sword. You're like, I hate guns. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's that's like fair. If you spend your whole life learning how to play the guitar and then someone came by with the saxophone, you'd be like, ah, saxophones suck.
It sounds so easy. Yeah, Kenny G.
Anyway,
Yanni, yeah, you have
next. Wow.
Next.
Existential crisis on Earth. All right. So let's talk about the... Christmas explosion in Nashville. Did you guys hear about this? Did you guys see it? The video is it was all over the news for like a day.
I saw something somewhere quickly.
Yeah. So there was an explosion in Nashville on Christmas Day. Now let me show you the video of this, and you tell me if you find anything suspicious about whole thing. Yeah.
Not for nothing. Before you play that video, you would think that this would garner more. More coverage. You know what I mean? You just had a fucking, basically a semi-terrorist attack inside of a major city in the United States.
How do you have a semi-terrorist attack? It's
well, because you don't know,
you could,
no, because you still don't know if it was, you know, you don't know what the reasoning was behind
it's like
it.
The
but you just had
Boston
a major
Marathon
explosion
bombing.
You just had a car bombing inside your own fucking city. You know, in the United States. This is shit that happens in the Middle East. You see it all, like, how is this not getting more coverage? What, like, it just blows my mind that they go, oh, it's nothing. Like, this is like an everyday occurrence. This is fucking crazy.
A car bombing is a terrorist act, whether it's domestic or international.
So let me show you this was one of the first videos that came out that basically shows it's a security camera footage. When this happened, let me see.
This is downtown.
Okay, downtown.
Yeah.
I've done this here, folks. This just happens all the time.
All buildings in this area must be evacuated now.
Is this a train station or something?
No. Just watch. So this was the first video that was making the rounds all over the news. And so people started saying,
how did they know? Because she's putting out an alarm.
Right. So what they're saying is there was a voice. Law enforcement became aware of this, and they started going in and telling people to leave, right? Get out, you know, because they were aware of the van. It was suspicious. Apparently, the van was that sound coming from the van? I still don't know. But they said that there was like a PA system, like speakers coming from the van.
Yeah.
You can hear the
PA
system.
So the van was warning people, get away.
If you are in the area
now, get away.
Yeah, if you are in the area now, please evacuate. That's why I was like, when you guys were talking, I'm trying to listen to hear what the video is saying. Yeah. It was a woman's voice.
Yeah, that's why I was like, is that a train station? Because it sounded like maybe trains were arriving and leaving. But that was coming from the van.
That's what some people are saying. I still don't know. I haven't seen anything that says it's otherwise, or something that comes in and says, oh, no, this is not true. This was actually. So what some people are saying is that the sound was actually coming from the van. It was warning people to get out of the area. So then you got to ask yourself, why would somebody who wants to blow shit up not want to hurt people? Because, again, that's the point, right? It's they didn't want to hurt people.
Maybe
they were only
interested in blowing up property and not people.
And so listen, so then, you know, again, there's a lot of conspiracy theories to this. So, you know, we're going to go into a little rabbit hole here. But from what I understand is that this area right next to that was the AT&T data center, which hosts a lot of the data for some intelligence agencies. And there was some Dominion companies in there. Tim, was that right? Or because I'm reading a bunch of shit and I don't know what's true and what's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the cuckoos basically were saying like, oh, yeah, AT&T got the contract to do forensic audit on the Dominion systems out of Georgia, and some of those machines were in that building.
Oh, wow.
And you're just sitting there like, are you fucking kidding? And then somebody else is like, oh, that communications hub, they also, you know, they cover, that area covers like Georgia's communications, like, you know, like some of their phone systems or some shit like that. Dude, this is...
Wow.
You're looking at this going, are you guys fucking with me? Like, is it bullshit or is it not? Because you see the other people come out, you know, the other conservatives say, they're all the crazies are out again. But there's too many of these things happening to go,
yes,
are they really crazy or are they really trying to cover shit up? You know what I mean?
So apparently someplace that printed the ballots.
Somebody has
and
so
this is what
much
I heard.
Power.
What I heard was that there was also that what happened, I don't know, within the last week, that there was a place that printed the ballots. I don't know if it was out in New York somewhere. That
Rochester. The building, I was about to text you the video.
Burned, got burned down. So you're like, after all these coincidences, you start to think, well, you know, for the conspiracy theorists out there, the fact that the news media, like Tim says, is barely covering the whole thing and they're not doing their due diligence by investigating should make everyone be like, are we going crazy? Like Tim said, are we going crazy? You know, my money here is that there was fraud and this is attempts to bury that the evidence. And I think people need to go to jail. Look, from what it sounds like, Trump is going to fight this shit. But Tim, you sent me something you said?
No, I was going to send you that video of the building burning down in Rochester.
Yeah.
Like, I literally saw it this morning because I've been actually, I've been taking a step back from a lot of this because I'm just like, I just need a sanity check because this, my brain is over. Like, I'm done for a while. Yeah. You know? I know I got to do the Instagram shit and I've been trying to keep up, but like, it's also the holidays. Like, hey, I take a little bit of a break from this insanity because, you know, you got Lynn Wood out there fucking on his whole thing because apparently Adam Schiff got fucking arrested on Christmas Day and that whole fucking rabbit hole shit. And you just like,
what? I didn't hear about
did
this.
Did he really?
I don't know. Holy you didn't hear about this? So Adam Schiff was trending on Christmas Day and the day after. And people are like, what is this? Lynn Wood sent out a thing going, Merry Christmas to all. And he goes, I'm sure a lot of people are having a much better day than Adam Schiff is. And then people were showing like the LA County Sheriff's like arrest log and it showed Adam Bennett Schiff, you know, was arrested. And I'm just like, whoa. Huh. But he was tweeting the same, you know, he was tweeting in the morning. So it's just like, wait a minute, what the fuck is going on, guys? You just got so many crazy things happening and people throwing shit out. Like, what is real and what's not?
So along those lines, because I'm having a hard time. I listen to certain podcasters like the Hodge Twins and Candace Owens and a couple of them. I can't find any new posts since November, November, and you know that they're still posting. There's no way these people would just drop off. I can't find them anywhere.
Like no, they're being censored.
Like their podcasts that they were doing and their videos that they were doing.
So sometimes they actually do, like, see, we keep going. Like, podcasters do take
a month?
Breaks. Yeah.
No they, way. It's their bread and butter. That's how the Hodgkins are making.
I'll tell you this. I know Candace Owens is taking a break because she's pregnant. She was about to have a baby. So I know she said she's taking a break. The Hodgkins, I'm not aware of them taking a break. However, they did say that I think I saw one on one of their posts that they were going to leave they were going to go to Parler officially. I don't know if they've done that.
I can't even find it.
Yeah, a lot of people, like Mark Levine, even he posted out today saying in 5 days, I'm officially shutting down my Facebook and moving 100% to Parler. Go to Parler, find me there.
I'm not looking on Facebook. Yeah. I'm looking on YouTube and my podcast.
I'm telling you, they're censored.
I have Rumble and Parler.
They're blocking even their own podcasts. Like Apple iTunes is not going to allow them to publish there anymore.
Right. So what they do is not blacklist, but shadow ban is what it's called. So what they do is they'll post videos, but what social media does is it doesn't promote the video, it doesn't show it on your timeline. You have to click on their wall and go down and to see the video. So they're not necessarily being removed, but they're being shadow banned, meaning that they don't get any alert telling them, hey, your video is not going to be promoted. Your video is not going to be shown on anybody's timeline. So obviously,
I'm not using social media. I'm using YouTube and podcasts.
That's social media.
No. When I go to my podcast app on my phone, right? I pick a podcast app. I say, this is what I'm going to use. I pick I subscribe or whatever to that podcast. Every night it downloads the next episode. It downloads, you know, whatever they release that night.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Is my podcast app when I go into it.
Well, see, but that's an Apple podcast app. I have a third party for my Samsung.
Yeah.
So their last podcast was on December 12th. So they took a break. I'm looking at it right here, the Hodge Twins. Their Apple podcast ends at December 12th.
And is that their official website? Hodge Twins website?
It's podcast.apple.com.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. On there, it shows that. But when I...
Try their official site, though.
So they just didn't announce it, that they're going to take a break? They just decided to take a break without announcing it?
That's what a lot of people do.
Well, a lot of people do that.
Like TV shows.
Well, some of us rely on them.
Some people in the room are addicted.
Yes.
Yeah. She liked the
yeah.
All right.
It's a damn good show.
I rely on them for my news.
I don't know. Not my news.
So let's talk about something else that happened this week, which goes along the whole election fraud. So right before Christmas, Trump gave Congress the middle finger, basically. He vetoed a pork bill that they tried to pass. And, you know, he also gave it to the deep state, the swamp. Because he ended up pardoning a lot of people who were casualties of the Russian collusion bullshit. People like Paul Manafort, Roger Stone. And after he did these pardons, the media lost it, dude. They were like, oh, my God, this is so much corruption, blah, 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 nonstop. Trump is Hitler, basically.
Yeah.
And yeah, they basically called him the devil for pardoning these people. Again, victims of the whole Russian collusion hoax, because if you remember, these guys were not charged with anything related to Russia collusion, right? Paul Manafort, I think it was tax evasion. Roger Stone was, you know, what did they say that he was? What was he? What was his thing that he was interfering with investigations? Anyway, so they got these guys on stupid shit that had nothing to do with Russian collusion. So Trump pardons them. So remember, again, targets of the Russian collusion bullshit, and what they were charged for was not related. The investigators didn't get what they wanted, so they looked up on anything that they could find on these guys to punish them, you know, because they didn't turn on Trump, basically. So now, this has raised new rumors that he may pardon Assange and even Snowden. Yeah, I think he will. And calls for that are ramping up. Everybody that I follow is saying, you know, pardon Assange, pardon Snowden. And anyway, so I want to talk about that. Now, there's a great article that came out because June 6th is around the corner, guys. January 6th is going to be a shit show. We all know this. I mean, we know what's coming. That is the day that the Congress officially will vote for the electors. You know, Pence sits down and he's going to open it up. Now, there was a great article that came out on the role that Pence will play. And I want to read to you guys some of this because it actually is very interesting the way that they break this down. So I'm going to put it up on my screen here, have you guys read along. But this is from Ted Noel, American Thinker. It's for Mike Pence to judge whether a presidential election was held at all. So I'm going to read a few paragraphs of this. On January 6th, a joint session of Congress will open with Vice President Pence presiding as president of the Senate. His power will be plenary and unappealable. I'm sorry. You heard that right. As president of the Senate, every objection comes directly to him, and he can rule any objection out of order or denied. His task will be to fulfill his oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States and to ensure that the laws be faithfully executed. This is a high standard of performance, and VP Pence will have two choices. He can roll over and certified electors, or he can uphold the law. So and this talks about what happened with Bush v. Gore. Let me scroll down here a little bit. Seven contested states clearly violated their own laws. Rather than list the facts, which have been detailed in multiple articles, we must consider the following. An election is a process of counting votes for candidates. Only valid lawful votes may be counted. A valid lawful vote is cast by an eligible properly registered elector as prescribed by laws enacted by the state legislators. So it goes through this thing. Now, what basically this is saying is, and they take into account also the 12th Amendment, which applies to the counting of electors. What may end up happening is Pence may say, folks, these votes that came in were not done properly. There's evidence to this. And because the 12th Amendment is, from what I've been researching, it's not very clear and it contradicts itself in a few places. So we would be in technically somewhat of uncharted territory here. So the question is, can Pence throw away those votes and not even consider them? Again, he's the president of the Congress, and he's going to preside over this process. If he says, folks, we can't count these, right? Not only are they being contested, not only is the legislative body of these states sent their alternate electors, so he can throw it all out. That, which means if that happens on that day, which, you know, I don't think the Democrats are going to fucking go crazy. But if, you know, because, again, he has the ultimate power to say these don't count. So what will happen is if he throws out all the states that are being contested, I think it would end up 232 votes for Trump and 220 some votes for Biden, meaning that Trump technically wins. Then and there. All right. So, but nobody gets to 270. So then the question becomes, right. So the question becomes, do you need 270 to become president, or is it just a simple majority of electors and you become president? And again, that's something that's not clear. They're going to hash that out on that day because, again, more and more people are coming out saying that they're going to contest. Yeah, go ahead.
So the 270 to win, obviously when we had 13 colonies, we didn't have 270 to win. It would have been a right. much smaller number, right?
Because right. as, You're the, right.
as
yeah.
more and more states come into the union, that number increases. So I would have serious yeah. doubts that anywhere in the document, you know, the documents that founded this country, it states it has to be 270
to win. So I think the 270 is a
specific, it's a calculated
it's a
number.
It's a calculated
right.
number because yeah. I think what there's – how many total?
Five something.
So this is five, probably five something, over, yeah. 270 is over half.
Yeah, right, right. Half, so I guess what I'm saying is if we're going to go back to the law of the country that said nowhere. I'm sure that nowhere in the laws of this country does it say you have to have 270. It's got it. Right. It would have to be a majority.
A majority.
Right. Right.
So what'll happen?
What
may end up happening is, and we've talked about this ad nauseum here. What may happen is that they don't get to 270. They'll say, okay, well, there's not enough. So the Congress then will split, right? The House will go and they'll vote on the president. He wins that. Some people are saying by 28 to 21, if all states vote along party lines. And then the Senate then would elect or vote for the vice president. So, but that doesn't necessarily all have to happen on January 6th. What could happen is that this gets played out for weeks, okay? All the debates, everything, they may call in evidence. They may have a full-on, basically what each of the state legislatures have been doing, and they may call all these witnesses and this be the spotlight, right? And the news media will try to ignore it as much as possible, and they'll paint Trump as the devil. However, it's not just Trump now. It is every single Republican who's challenging this. So it's not Trump alone. So they're going to have to cover it.
It's not just weeks. So, I mean, we're talking January 6th. It's 2 weeks later that we're supposed to have the inauguration.
And
the 20th.
Who would become president if it's not determined by the 20th?
Well, so...
Right,
so
which is 2 weeks. That's what I'm saying. So 2 weeks from the 6th.
So what... Because the only deadline that is clear in the Constitution is that January 20th date. That is in the Constitution. So that is the deadline. At noon that day... There is that transition. However, if it comes down to the wire, and I think this has happened before in 1800s, I believe, and they came down to that last day, and what happened was the Congress did that. They voted. The House voted for the president, and the Senate voted for the vice president. And what may happen is, because right now Pence is... He's more sure to be voted in the Senate, even though there are some, you know, suspects in the Senate like Mitt Romney, Murkowski. I don't think they won't vote for Pence, you know, because they hate Trump. They don't hate Pence, right?
Yeah,
Pence
they don't hate Pence.
Yeah, so Pence will definitely Pence will definitely win. So what may end up happening is that Pence may become the acting president at that time for a short period of time, right? Until the Congress votes for the president, if it goes past that January 20th deadline.
Oh, okay. So
I'm asking, based on what you're saying, so could we end up with a Biden-Pence?
Possible.
We could end up with a Biden Pence. Yeah, we could end up with a Harris Trump.
Trump Harris.
I want to see that. I want to see a Trump Harris administration. I would love to see that. I would love to see that. Just to see the look that each other gives each other. Like when they're walking by. I would love to see
it. So if it was a Biden Pence and then Biden disappears, as we know he's going to here in the beginning of the first quarter of 2021, Pence would be our president.
And he could appoint Trump as vice president.
Right.
And then step down and then Trump put him back to vice president.
Let me tell you something.
Oh my God.
Honestly, in 1870, you know, in the 1800s when this happened, the world wasn't looking at the United States as the
We were not a superpower at that
We
point.
Are now this is the biggest shit show. I'm sorry.
It's horrible.
On both sides. This is a very big shit show. Because our government elected officials are what's causing this.
Well, Tim, hold on.
It's not the people causing this. The government officials.
Okay, hold on.
The Pelosi's,
Tim.
The Schumer's, the Trump's, the
AOC's.
But what we have to acknowledge here, and I've said this over and over again, we were negligent. Because the citizenry is not being due diligent. We can sit here all day and say, oh, it's those people. It's those people. No. We voted those. God, and I say this, we as a society and as a whole, we
voted
these fuckers in there. Yes, some of them. I voted for fucking Mitt Romney. That cocksucker, dude. So we're not doing our part as citizens by being informed, by being involved. And so, yeah, we can sit here all day and blame these people, but ultimately it does come down to we lost ourselves in this because we took freedom for granted, and we're about to lose it if these fuckers get away with this shit.
And what you're seeing, to me, what you're seeing there, you're seeing on every side, on both sides, and citizens, whatever, but you're seeing the elected officials that people hold up to these high standards, they're all acting like fucking children. Like this is like this is like watching two different preschool classes argue, you know, fighting over a fucking toy because they both want power. Mm-hmm. Let's not fucking make this more than what it is. Both sides want power. Neither side gives a fuck about the citizen.
Yeah.
And that last this stimulus bill that they tried passing that hopefully does not, you know, that gets vetoed, it's bullshit. $600. For an American citizen, yeah, that doesn't pay no fucking bills.
Billions of dollars going overseas offshore.
I don't want, we're gonna touch on that bill in a minute, but that bill right there tells you that both sides don't give a fuck about the citizen. That's our money that they don't want to give back to us.
Well,
okay, that we pay that money in. You know,
well, I would argue they never should have shut down the country in the first place, requiring
we're past that. But at this point in this juncture. These people do not give a fuck about the citizens. Every law they pass is about them and keeping their power and what they want. They don't. They turn around and say, we're going to get rid of guns. We're going to control guns. No, why? Well, because some fucking crazy person shot up a school. Does that happen every day? If it happened every day, yes, you need gun control. You know what happens every once in a blue? You don't need gun control. Sorry. You don't need it. You don't need it. You know? People fucking aborting children happens every day. Yeah, you need to defund some of these states if that's a, you know, if that's what you don't want to do. That's a bad, you know, it's getting out of control now, you know? Abortion, now late-term abortion, now you can fucking abort a kid like after a week or some shit in some states now. They want to push craziness.
I think you should be able to abort kids up to 18
years. But they don't give a flying fuck about the American citizen is what my point is.
You're watching
grown men with law degrees and business degrees that everyone...
And women. It's women, too.
And women.
Don't be blaming the men.
That hold very high powers, acting like children, because neither one want to give up power. And yes, can you say their hatred of Donald Trump has brought out shit that nobody realized existed in these people? Absolutely. Is Trump definitely feeding the fire and poking them like a fucking child, too? 100%. I think it's fucking hysterical. But still, this is a mockery. This is United States of a fucking America. Right now, we look like fucking dummies.
I said that.
We look like fucking dummies. I'm sorry.
I said
no
that
matter
November
you, No matter what
4th.
You want to tell me from a political... We look like a fucking third world fucking country right now with this fucking... You can't vote correctly? I need to take a fucking COVID test to go to a fucking Virgin Islands. I have to log into a site, and they're very strict about it. But you want to vote? Nah, you don't need an ID, and... We're going to just fucking change it all around last minute. It's fucking voting. This should be the easiest, simplest, safest, secure, unbiased fucking thing that you should ever fucking do in your life. But I got to drive a car. I got to fucking take a license. If I want to say that I'm a Microsoft certified engineer, I got to spend thousands of dollars in classes. Tens of thousands of dollars in classes, certification tests to have an ID that says I'm Microsoft certified. But to go vote, you don't need nothing. Fuck out of here. This is bullshit.
So, Tim, you're preaching to the choir. I said everything you just said on November 4th podcast. Go back and look it up. I said words that came out of my mouth is we look like a bunch of fucking idiots who can't even run their own elections.
It's disgusting. Yep.
And I agree. Yep. And I agree completely. But,
look, you're right. We have idiots sitting in Congress, but we voted for them, right? We fought for this shit because we thought it was more important to, I don't care about politics. It doesn't affect me. Oh, okay, all right. And that's the mentality. That's the mentality of a lot of people. Oh, you know, I remember I would have debate with people about the form of governments that the electing Obama and all this. And people would look at me and be like, what do you think America's like the freest country in the world? Like, what do you think? We can't lose. This is the mentality that they feel like, oh yeah, that shit's not going to happen here. That happens on the other side of the ocean. Okay. All right. You know, because living our daily lives became more important than staying up to date and being vigilant about what's happening. So look, I remember us
having our guests, the buzzing podcasts or whatever. Yeah. How I was sitting next to the one gentleman at this end of the table, the taller gentleman, mm-hmm. and he made the comment. He's like, our vote doesn't count anyways. And remember how we were like, mm-hmm. all of us up in arms. How can you say that? Of course our votes count. Like, you should be voting. Yeah. The first thing that went through my head when I woke up on November 4th, the first thing was that whole memory of us sitting here having that conversation and him saying that. And I was just like, I was floored. I couldn't believe that there were so many people. And I was like, I'm so glad that you don't vote and now I'm looking at it going, why am I even bothering to fucking vote?
Yeah.
On November 4th, that was what went through my head. Prior to this,
there wasn't enough evidence. There was, you know, here and there, one county here, you know, and one township there. So it wasn't as prevalent. Now, the scale at which they had to cheat this time around was so massive that if we let this slide, then I'm with you and I'm with what's his name who said that our votes don't count anymore, guys, because some states are not following their own rules. And so our votes get diluted. So what's the point? Why waste my time standing in a 2-hour line just so that I can play this game of elections that are not true? So if we let this slide today, then yes, I agree. And I was telling Tim this. I will never vote for any Republican ever again. If the majority of them sit in the sidelines and say, well, let's fix this later on. We can fix it. Yeah, there was corruption, but let's fix it. No, I'm done. I promise you, I will change the way I'm registered, you know, because I've been a Republican ever since I could vote. I'm done. I will be done with the party because it is evident that some of these fools, I'm looking at you, Mitch McConnell, are part of the fucking swamp. There are these creatures there who,
right.
and to me, what solves this is fucking term limits. If anything we can agree on, left, right, is term limits. Exactly. Let's get this shit passed. Let's not let these cocksuckers be lifetime politicians sucking off the teat of the American people. It's disgusting, dude. And if we can agree on something, this should be it. And we should implement it. And these people can no longer stay in power, continually selling off American interests for their own pockets. What were you going to say, Tim?
No, Jeremy had something.
I was going to say, basically, they need to pull some sort of switcheroo where it's just like Trump makes a deal, says, tell you what, I'll leave 2 years into my presidency if you pass 6-year term limits for everybody in Congress.
Oh, yes.
Will
definitely.
They take it?
Everybody in the government, period. Everybody in the government. Well, any government position.
The president already, Supreme Court's for life. I don't know if you want to change that. President has already got term limits for 8 years, technically it's 10. And then Congress, apparently, they don't have any.
Why wouldn't you want to change the Supreme Court side of it?
Well, I guess that would be a question.
Why wouldn't you want to? Why wouldn't you want to? Well, why wouldn't you want to say, hey, you can, and maybe it's that.
They're not elected.
Right.
I don't
think
know.
About,
but again, well, if you get appointed.
Heidi.
Look, if a.
Think about. Well, yeah, and I'll answer your question. This is why it's not a good idea, because think about the role that they play, right? Whereas the legislative bodies, they're basically a leaf in the wind. Where is popular opinion going, right? So this is going to change very rapidly. But what do the courts do? They look at a document, the Constitution, which never changes. And you need the wisdom of people who've been there for years and have jurisprudence and have, you know, everything that is needed for that. And that's why I'm not a fan of changing them. And I believe they should serve lifetime terms because, again, technically they're not making law. They're interpreting what's already been written, right? It's the problem with these people is that now you have, you know, people who are trying to legislate from the bench. And that's a problem. But go ahead. I'm going to let you finish.
But you still have – so, okay. We looked at a series of judges to vote and decide whether we should keep them or not keep them here in Arizona, okay? And there were a couple of them that were Supreme Court, Superior state. Court, Supreme Court,
that's
whatever, for the state.
Level.
I understand it's at the state level. But one of the things – the one thing that I made my decision on when I was looking at that was what was their integrity? And it's the same thing for these Supreme Court judges that are being appointed and put there. They're being put there for life, but if they're not being – if they're not upholding the integrity of the Constitution, then why are we keeping them there forever? So Biden and Harris can put – they let's say they pack the courts. They get in, they pack the courts, and now we have all these judges that have been put in place. They're appointed forever.
Yeah.
And who's to say they have the integrity to be there?
Well, and that's the fear. That's the fear is that up until
– But that's why my point is there should be some sort of review on that to say that these people have not been – upheld the integrity of their position and of their appointment.
The thing is that the before anything reaches the Supreme Court, the hope and the intent was that these matters would have been resolved by the legislative branch, or the executive branch, even before it gets to the Supreme Court, right? So, but what it's being used as today is to create laws, because you create laws by precedence. And the great example of that is what Tim brought up, which is, you know, Roe v. Wade, you know, that's now a precedent. And even though they used a part of the Constitution that had to deal with private property as a way to justify a national law for allowing abortion. And so meaning that the states now can't decide. So again, it should be the last resort and it should not change as often. That should be left to the other branches. There's a genius in that. And so I'm not going to go there with the courts. There is a problem when you start packing them, I'm with you. But who packs them? It's going to be the legislative body. And again, to me.
But the reason why.
The way you solve that is term limits. Yep. Go ahead.
So the reason why the Supreme Court became a big fucking deal in the last 4 years, because they got to witness a president that they hate put three Supreme Court justices. Yeah. Most presidents don't even get one. He got three. And they're freaking out because now. They have to use that, oh, we're going to pack the courts now. Because they think that they're going to reverse everything they've been able to do for the last whatever. Mm-hmm. Because by packing the court and what they want to do, now they will be legislating from the bench mm-hmm. instead of interpreting the document.
Right.
So
right.
this they say Trump packed the court with all his things. And he goes, no, Obama screwed up. He's like, I came into office. I had like 300 freaking openings. He's like, how do you not do that, you dummy? Because they thought Hillary was going to win. Seriously. I'm pretty sure they thought Hillary was going to win.
Yeah. Yep.
And when it didn't happen, it was like, uh-oh. But he didn't do anything wrong. And they're trying to make it like Trump did something wrong with all these appointments. You know what I mean?
No.
And I'm like, no, he did his presidential duty. That's what they're supposed to do. So they turned around and said, oh, there's Kavanaugh. Here's another one. There's ACB. She's a Bible thumper and crazy Catholic, and she's going to get rid of abortion. Now it's like, we need to change the Supreme Court law. Because they're mind-fucking right. their voters.
I guess for me, if the Supreme Court judges are going to be appointed to hold that position, then it shouldn't be based on – it shouldn't be based on their political stances or – you know, at that point then it should be based on their interpretation or their integrity of upholding the Constitution and through their cases and every case that they evaluate. But they're talking to your point that you like how why do we know that Amy Coney Barrett is a freaking Republican?
Because of the media.
Right. But that's that. And the Democrat ones, same thing. You shouldn't have that mentality. When I talk to people and they're like, well, what's your political affiliation? I don't have one. I am a constitutional. I believe in the Constitution and the traditions of of that Constitution. Now, I can't be the only one out there. That feels that way. Those are the people that we should be appointing to office.
So the ACB. Lindsey Graham and a bunch of them even came out and said in the hearings, they go, if this was any other time, you would have 100% of the vote in the Senate and during her confirmation, because they do. The whole point is Trump appoints, the Senate confirms, okay? And it goes through the hearings, right? ACB, in any other time, would have gotten, it would have been bipartisan, not partisan, okay?
Yep.
The only reason is that they needed to make a spectacle out of it. So these confirmations are not meant, they should they've never meant to be this.
Witch hunt.
This, yeah. They did it to Thomas, and they did it to Kavanaugh. They did it to ACB. I don't think they did it to Gershwish. Did they?
Gorsuch?
How do you say his name?
Gorsuch?
Yeah.
No, they didn't do it, Neil. They didn't do it to Gorsuch. No. But even before Thomas, they did that to, what was it, Bork? In fact, there was for a while, there was a term, you know, you got Bork, meaning, you know, because they did it to him as well. The Democrats have been doing this for years.
Oh, wow.
They've been doing this for years, dude. And anyways, so talking about the Supreme Court, right now, one of the cases that the President Trump, the Pennsylvania case, the Supreme Court came out saying that they were going to hear the case, and they originally had set the date for January 22nd, 2 days after. But I think Trump filed an appeal, and I think to hear it quicker than that. And I think the Supreme Court came out saying that they were going to hear it. I don't know if you saw that, Tim, but I think I saw it on Twitter that they had agreed to hear it before. And I think it might happen sometime this week. But before that, the January 20th, basically deadline. So
you know,
we'll see what comes from that case. Yep.
Okay. I haven't been paying a lot of attention, but I think, remember Shadowgate? We were talking about that, and we're like, oh, we're not going to get into it because it's too conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
That girl, Tori. She's actually one of the witnesses in that Supreme Court case, I believe. Because she's like, because WAPO came out and tried. WAPO actually came out and tried doing a hit piece on her. And she's like, I don't give a shit what they said. I'm the one who's on that affidavit, and I'm testifying in the Supreme Court with what we got him on.
Here's going to be the thing. And this is going to be the beautiful thing about if the Supreme Court decides to hear it. Because up to this point right now, there hasn't been any court that's heard this. So there hasn't been any evidence, any cross-examination, any bringing people to testify. Again, this will all happen in the Supreme Court. Typically, these type of cases don't get heard in the Supreme Court. All the lower courts will have the trial, will have the whole, you know, show the evidence and all that, and the Supreme Court then reviews everything and then decides. No, all that will happen at the Supreme Court. So if you think this is a spectacle now,
why would they say they're going to do it? Why would knowing how freaking important, we're talking about the president. Why would they put it afterwards? That pisses me off. Again,
exactly.
In the Supreme Court position, you are appointed to uphold the Constitution and to take care of the people when the other people aren't doing it, right? Yep. When the people aren't doing it. And you're going out of your way to make it happen after the date that you know it has to be decided by.
Right.
It should be an emergency. You're only there to see the few things that you're there to see. It should be an emergency, and you should see it immediately within 24 hours of hearing that this thing has to be done. You're not doing anything. You're not fucking doing anything else.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you.
I mean, if what Linwood, you know, again, if what Linwood and everybody says that they have on record and tapes of Justice Roberts saying, you know, he's that motherfucker's not getting a second term, you know, we're not going to hear the Pennsylvania case because there's a fucking riot, blah blah blah, there's a lot more behind the scenes that none of us know about.
I don't care. This is an emergency. This is life and death. This is like, sorry, I know your heart just stopped, but if I don't get you in the ER right now to perform this surgery,
they're not seeing it as that. They're seeing it as, they want to keep the establishment the way it is. They don't want to rock the boat.
But that's the Supreme Court's job. That's why those people were appointed and
so
put
again,
in that position.
Is it really this? Again, I'm not a fucking lawyer. I follow a lot of lawyers, and I see a lot of mixed opinions. But they go, this is a state issue. There's this whole, you know, they're changing their laws. Is it really supposed to go to the Supreme Court? maybe, maybe not. But that's where the legislature comes in. That's where there's that whole other set of rules and laws that need to go by. But if you are going against the U.S. Constitution and those states are going against the U.S. Constitution, yes, that all has to go to the Supreme Court. So I think with a lot of this shit, they're proven. You can't go to the Supreme Court saying, oh, they're using Dominion systems to overturn shit. They're going to be like, get the fuck out of here. Mm-hmm. I don't got time for that. That's the Justice Department. That's the FBI. Go to them. I can't make a case and throw out the Dominion shit. You know what I mean? Look, that's ruling from the bench. What they need to do is provide the case of showing, look, this is the law. This is what they changed. This is what they went against. And you have to be able to prove that to the Supreme Court, saying, well, the state didn't, you know, the state threw it out. But this is what we have, and this is a word against the Constitution. Then the Supreme Court can go, oh, okay, I can see that case at that point. You can't base it on voter regularity.
Right.
That's not going to happen. It's not. Sorry. It's not going to happen. Because every case will go to the Supreme Court because you can contest every fucking
voter. I didn't think that voter irregularity is what was on going to the Supreme Court.
Case would go to the Supreme Court because, see, you got to think about the uniqueness here, which is there is no place where if a state has an issue with another state, there isn't a court, you know, that's going to hear that. The only place that can be heard at, and that's why the U.S. Supreme Court has original jurisdiction, is in the Supreme Court, because that's the only place where the states can go in and debate on. And so if look, I'll tell you this, if they don't hear the case, this will be a slap in the face of justice. I'm with Heidi on this. And to me, if they refuse to even hear any one case, I think it justifies that Trump enact martial law. Because to me, if we look, it's now or never. Either we believe this election was stolen and we should fight for it, or we're just playing pretend like everybody else, guys. Okay? So to me, the Supreme Court's not going to act. Then Trump needs to use his power, wield his power, so that they will act and they get involved. Okay? And now if that's what they need, then to me, let it happen. And look, the amount of people, because I might even go out to Washington, D.C. on the 6th. I'm seeing people are going to be in Washington, D.C. from both sides protesting this whole shit and making sure that these fools, you know, do what is necessary, because this is a crisis. We are in a crisis. The country is in a crisis and we need to rescue it. That's how important it is. And look, Trump has been tweeting. Tim, you've been watching his tweets. And right now he warned the weak Republicans, senators that are not doing anything for him. Let me read to you this tweet. This guy is both barrels, dude. What did he say? This is him. I saved at least 8 Republican senators, including Mitch, from losing in the last rigged election. Now, they, almost all of them, sit back and watch me fight against a crooked and vicious foe, the radical left Democrats. And he says this, and this is the part that I like. I will never forget. And to me, hell yeah. You know, because every single one of those people, if Trump primaries them, if Trump campaigns to primary them, whoever their opponent is, believe me, those people are done, including Mitch McConnell. And so that's how much power Trump, I believe, wields. This is the only guy, 95%. I think he even has better approvals than the original Republican, Abraham Lincoln. I think Abraham Lincoln at some point had 90-some%. Trump is at 95% approval within the Republican Party. And if he says something and he starts his own party, it's the end of the Republican Party. So I like that he says this, because this is a warning shot to Republicans, weak-ass Republicans, you know, like Mitt Romney, Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham.
This is their last run. This is their last run.
Yeah,
we know Mitch. We already know Romney. Somehow, he'll be very lucky to make it out of the primary in 2022. I don't see anybody in Utah voting for him.
Yeah, I don't
unless he pays a lot of people and they got the rigged election over there too that, you know, that nobody ever realized because it's always Mitt Romney. He's always in. You know what I mean? But I can see Romney definitely getting primaried. But then you got to make sure that the strength of whoever primaries him can carry him over the Democrat, you know.
Believe me, it,
person,
whoever,
you know, because then
Trump
then
could,
you all of a sudden
Trump could support a broom and would beat Romney.
I think so.
I believe me.
I think so.
In Utah, you kidding me? Hell yeah. Yeah.
Right. That's not what Tim's referring to. Tim's referring to the broom still has to beat whoever
has
the
a
Democrats
spine.
Throw. Yeah. Well, no.
Oh, yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong. That's what you're saying, right? Fine. If Trump says this broom is going to be our Republican candidate, that's fine. But that broom still needs to be able to beat whoever
you're right.
the Democrat.
It will
right.
in Utah.
Well,
obviously.
Okay.
Well, everybody said it was going to work in Arizona. It didn't work in Arizona. So.
Well, we don't know yet because
we don't know. We got 2 years.
Machines. Yeah, yeah, dude. I believe
Doozy wasn't
Arizona
up this time.
Did not go blue. I believe that. These cocksuckers cheated. There's more evidence coming out that this. But I wanted to show you guys this picture.
Yeah. Apparently, Phoenix is like the hub, dude. Apparently, there was so many fucking ballots being sent to Phoenix to be redirected to fucking Georgia. Like Phoenix has
million.
Been like is like apparently like the hub for the chaos.
Yeah.
Arrest them all. Throw them.
Which
in jail.
Makes a lot of sense because if
hang
you
them in the town
you know,
square, that's treason.
Everybody that I tend to surround myself. I don't ask people's political opinion before I start hanging out with them. But most of my friends, again, even Hispanic people, all supported. You know, the majority of them supported Trump. So you're telling me that this state where, you know, we saw a even more than 2016 and it went blue. Fuck out of here. I don't think those people, even what's her name, who sits there. I don't think they have been cheating for a while. But I wanted to show you guys this picture. This is actually interesting. If you guys know who that is.
No idea.
No.
Spuds McKenzie?
No. That's the guy. Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the man. Oh, I don't know.
That's O.J. Simpson.
No, I don't know who it is.
Okay. Do you see this?
Oh, that is.
You see
juice.
The hat back here?
What?
It's blurry. I can't see. I would recognize it.
There's a hat back here.
Yes. Oh, MAGA. He's got a MAGA hat.
He's got a MAGA hat. Is he a Trump guy? What? Interesting. O.J. Simpson's a Trump supporter. So one thing I like about this, because there's a lot of comments on this. Some people are funny. Let me.
Well, you know, do you know who else is apparently a big or is a Trump supporter? Is Caitlyn Jenner.
Really? Oh.
Apparently he's a Republican. Yeah.
Really?
I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah.
No, he. I said it right the first time.
Really?
But, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what I heard.
I'm looking that up.
You look it up.
So some of the comments, some of the comments here make me laugh.
Her.
So let me read. Some of these are really bad. Hold on. Maybe he's innocent after all. A lot of people say. I don't know OJ. I didn't know OJ was still alive. I learned something new today. Hold on. you know, if the hat fits, you must acquit. You remember that? The glove? yeah. Anyways, go ahead.
So I got something.
Jenner, a longtime Republican.
Yeah, but he could be a never Trumper.
Yeah.
You know, it was funny. I was talking to my mother today, right? And, you know, sitting there talking about COVID. And
oh, yeah. Let's talk COVID.
And people telling her about, you know, probably not to take it. And she's not going to take it. But then, of course, it always... You know, it turns, you know, when I'm like, well, you know, you guys vote for this dumb shit, so get ready for it. And she's like, I can't believe, look at all the people that, you know, Trump's pardoning and everything. I said, number one, I said, that's what presidents do. They pardon. A lot of times they pardon their friends, you know, whatever. But I said, you realize that Obama set like the record for pardoning.
Exactly.
And I said, the people that he's pardoning are like some real dirtbags. No, how come the media, he's like, how come the media never talked about it? I'm like, really? I'm like, Trump can take a shit and the media is going to report on it. I said, it doesn't matter. I said, Trump is actually one of the few, one of the presidents that has pardoned the least amount of people, you know?
Okay.
And the people that he has have been very strict. But I said, go back and look. I said, go look at what people that Clinton.
Criminals.
You know, pardoned. You know, he pardoned the freaking, the domestic terrorist bitch that sits on the board
Murders.
Of BLM now. Okay? So... So, time out. Let's have this conversation. She's like, no, that my.
That
if you're gonna
be a pretty
say
easy
shit,
internet yeah, search.
I said, if you're gonna fucking say any, if you're gonna talk, make sure you do your research, because it's funny. I went to Google, right, when we were as we because I was getting ready for the you know talk about this, and I go to Google, and I and the first and I'm like, how many people did right? You know,
auto-complete.
It auto-completes with how many people did Trump pardon? How many people were killed with the Spanish flu? How many people did Bonnie and Clyde kill? Nothing about
Bonnie
Obama.
Clyde.
I had to put in Obama to yeah. finish it out. But right away, the yeah. first hit, how many people did yeah. Trump pardon?
Yeah, well.
You know what I mean? So right then and there, if somebody's looking for that, they would just be like, oh, Obama didn't pardon nobody, because you would think it would be in the top, you know. But no. It Trump is the number one hit yeah. on everything. I'm like, there you guys go. I'm like, you got to do your research. I think Obama did like 1,300 yeah. fucking people or some
Whoa.
Shit.
Put it Tim, in. I thought it was more
and,
than that.
And
I
they were murderers. Maybe, yeah. They were
wow. Still 1,300
Ask.
People?
I think it was more than that. I yeah, yeah. they were murder. They were like Pretty hardcore.
And then people are mad that he pardoned Manafort for tax issues. And he was a victim, again, of Russian collusion. That wasn't even the original thing that they wanted to catch him on. So, what? Why, people don't understand. Now, look, Tim brought COVID up. But, and before we get into the COVID.
It's
pronounced Wuhan.
1,927 individuals yeah. convicted of federal crimes. Of the acts of clemency, 1,700 were... commutations, including 504 mm-hmm. life sentences and 212 mm-hmm. were pardons.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, Wuhan. You were saying about Wuhan.
So,
it's pronounced Wuhan, by the way.
Before I go, and this is part of that. So Biden comes out, and again, he continues to put his foot in his mouth. The guy hasn't changed, but the media is ignoring his fucking madness. He's going mad. He claimed that. He won the election, but he admits that America's darkest days are ahead. Now, I'm going to play this video because I'm not changing his words. Okay. This is what he said, a message to the American people. Let me play this for you guys. What's that guy? Angry puppet? He looks like Walter.
Walter. I can't. Right.
Walter. No,
listen.
Yeah.
Walter. Yeah.
He looks like he's trying to figure out where he is, number one. Where okay, am so I, guys?
What is this office of the president-elect? That doesn't exist.
It really doesn't. They made that shit up. Not for nothing. They really made that up. The office of the president, like, they just created their own fucking government.
Look at his face. He's squeezing his butt cheeks together because
he's
got a bag in his ass.
Let me play what he said.
I got to poop.
Because, again, this is the guy who supposedly is the president-elect. Listen to this.
One thing I promise you about my leadership during this crisis, I'm going to tell it to you straight. I'm going to tell you the truth. And here's the simple truth. Our darkest days in the battle against COVID are ahead of us. Not behind us. So we need to prepare ourselves to steel our spines. As frustrating it is to hear, it's going to take patience, persistence, and determination to beat this virus.
Okay. No. All right. All right. All right. Listen, listen. Now, he said this even after the vaccine came out, guys. What? Why is America? Because, again, and like Tim says, this is what these people voted for. This is what you voted for when you voted for Biden. Way to instill hope into people, Biden. You know, but this is what their plan right. is. Because now there's a new strain of the virus coming out of Britain. And guess what? Lockdowns aren't over. This is not going to end. If we don't put a stop on this, the Democrats will not end this. They will only continue to take and take more. The Democrats want to put every single citizen of the United States on the dole of the country that the country pays for these people so that they can implement now their ideas of socialism, so that they can, like what's his name, Cuomo said, you know, this is about redistribution of wealth. This is their goal, folks. Wake up. That's why he's preparing people to this, because this is what they're going to do. they are going to say, guess what? A new strain of the virus, lockdowns again, and over again. And now you're going to have the American people hoping, wishing that the government passes another stimulus bill that's going to have all this pork so that they can, you know, this is the madness. The people, nobody, the mainstream media is lying to you. Fools. I'm sorry, listener.
London.
Who voted for Biden. Fools.
London. London is talking about, I mean, in the UK, their tier four lockdowns that they have all over the country. They're saying now, oh, yeah, with this new strain, we're probably going to be locked down until Easter. Like, what? Like,
oh, dear Lord.
This is no longer a pandemic. It's the endemic. It's never going to end unless you snap your fucking fingers and start disappearing these motherfuckers. I'm sorry. These
well,
guys,
you know
you
what?
They
will.
Out.
They will start disappearing. People are going to be fed up. And the patriots, not just in this country, but all over the world, are going to be like, no, we are done with you trying to tell us what we can and cannot do based on some fucking fake-ass shit that you made up.
Yeah.
Because guess how many kids died from this flu? Damn near zero. Yeah. How many people under the age of 65 have actually died from this flu?
Negligible.
Minuscule, negligible, statistically irrelevant, and yet the whole fucking country is locked down.
The whole world.
The world.
The whole world is locked down. Why? Because they want to control you, and the easiest way to do it is to scare you. And this fucking retard that just got on the president-elect office just came on and told the world, hey, guys, be scared, be afraid, but don't worry. We're going to help you. We're going to protect you. Bull fucking shit and fuck you and put a... I'm going to stop right there.
Hey, you know, there is one country that isn't locked down anymore. You know what country that is? China. No. China's not locked down.
It's like the first country on the planet.
They did the fucking thing for like the dog and pony show to like let everybody know like this is how you beat it.
Mm-hmm.
And then like... they don't care if their people live or fucking die.
That you know why?
Because
they're not
they're
dying.
Because they've already fully gained control over their citizens.
Exactly. They already have.
You have to get permission to have a baby. Are you fucking kidding me? Hello? Knock, knock, McFly.
You know, I actually want to see. I can't wait to see the people that voted for these fucking cocksuckers start crying. Like, I can't believe this is happening. You voted for it, you fucking dumb motherfucker. It's not a Republican. It's your fucking party that fucking basically took three quarters of your paycheck to go pay for some.
Yeah, he's
not going to be in power. He's not going to. Look, okay, so on top of all this,
there'll
shit
be a revolution that, you know, before that happens.
Biden said, the CDC tweeted out this and this bullshit that you should continue wearing a mask until every person is vaccinated. This is the CDC. You see, folks, this was never about a virus. This is about control. Now, to show you how serious this virus is, we're going to continue showing. And this is people out there showing the reality in hospitals. The COVID, the most dangerous virus that's out there, that's, you know, going. Yeah, Heidi, exactly. That's, you know, that's. What is it? Pillaging villages and taking everybody, as many bodies as it can. Hospitals are overwhelmed, but yet they got time for this. This makes me angry.
So I've seen this dance before. You know what? I've seen this before. You know where they do this? Texas Roadhouse. It's a fucking steakhouse where they dance every hour or whatever. Mm-hmm. Those people, they're not fighting COVID. What? Mm-hmm. What's going on here?
Mm-hmm. No, Jeremy, this is
lie. I'm back. Hi.
This is the lie that we are being sold and people are eating this shit up. I was telling Tim, I went to the local grocery store here the other day, earlier this week, and I had I thought it was the worker. Because I just heard the voice. It was a lady. Sir, you need to put on a mask. And I always like to do the, oh, yeah, let me get it and continue walking, you know? And when I turn around to see who had said it to me, it was just another shopper. And I'm like, okay, this is what we're doing. We're empowering people to be freaking, what is that called? Hypochondriacs. And we now have given them a weapon and a purpose in life. And so these people now are roaming the street. Oh, yeah, you're not wearing a mask. You're not. It's like, stop. Stop the fucking madness.
Did you tell them about the Total Wine experience
that we went
through? Oh.
So basically, back in March or whatever, I brought this up. You know, 5-10 years ago, the whole world laughed at Howie Mandel and his his germophobic, hey, we can't shake hands anymore, we got to do the fist bump. You know, this whole rant about how everyone is going to die from disease, right? And everybody made fun of them. He was getting laughed at everywhere. Fast forward 10 years later, and the whole world is doing the exact same thing. What happened? Yeah. Where are you? What? Have we all lost our minds?
Yeah.
How did this even happen?
Yeah. Let me show you. And because we are being socially engineered by the media, and let me show you what I mean by that. So this is I'm going to show you a TikTok video. There's a girl who gets the COVID vaccine, and I'm going to show you her reaction. But you have to look at it through the lens of this is somebody who has bought the what she's being sold, that this is a deadly virus. And then you understand her reaction. Let me show you this video.
Hey, guys. I just want to let you know I just got my COVID vaccine. And I'm just so excited. And I'm just happy and I'm very grateful. So grateful that I got it. And it was easy and no problems. And, you know, it's been a long time. And I'm just so happy that it's finally here. And I'm just crying because I'm just so happy. And I just want to let you know that there's a light at the end of
this
tunnel.
Is real. So okay.
Oh my
now,
God.
The only reason I'm showing you, I'm pretty sure her emotions are valid. I'm not questioning that. And you know, your heart goes out to somebody who's going through that mental breakdown, in my opinion, either a panic attack, because, you know, she's bought it hook, line, and sinker, what she's being sold, the lies. There are people who believe this. And so when those people hear us, and we're saying, folks, it's not a deadly virus, they look at us and are like, oh, you just don't care about people and you're evil. No. And to me, again, I only show this not to make fun of her. I'm sure her emotions are real. Are they valid? I don't think so. You know, because this is not, you know, the deadliest virus in the last 100 years. This virus is not
the fucking Spanish plague.
Yeah. This is not it.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
It's not even near it. It's nowhere near it.
Look. I said this from day one. I said, yes, I'm not taking away the extremity of this virus if it hits you hard with the lungs, if you're old and sick and conditions and all that. But I would take it more serious and be looking at if, like I said, if it 1 out of 5 automatic, you know, got it and 3 out of those 5 drop down dead right there from it. I'd be like, oh, shit. Everybody would be like, okay, I'm going to stay home and listen. But when everybody's still going out and I go to Costco and everybody's there, like, nobody should be allowed in Costco if this thing is so bad. Nobody should be allowed in Home Depot. Nobody should be allowed anywhere.
Tim,
you can't pick and choose where people can go where the virus.
And on top of that, hospitals should be overwhelmed with all the people who are
there.
They're
doing TikTok
right?
dances again.
Yeah, I just showed them that. Now, but let me show you this one. I follow this guy, and he does this. He's going to every single hospital that he can.
This is fucking awesome.
And he's recording them, and he's recording the empty, the rooms. It's like, oh, look, we have the fucking country shut down because this is the. I'm gonna let it play, but. Again, I like this, and I'm following this guy, and he's doing this over. He's going to every single hospital in his area, exposing this shit, and a lot more people need to start
doing
this.
Look at security, kicking me out. Look at him, follow me, man. Won't you speak up about no one being here? Won't you all speak up, medical professionals, heroes? You're the last thing from a hero if you don't speak up about the truth. Look at this, security kicking me out of Virginia Center. Look at all these people here, everybody. Look at all these people. Look at all these people in here. Look at all the people, guys. Look at all the people. Look at them. Look at all the people here.
Empty.
Virginia Hospital Center. Completely empty. Look at the people. Oh, yeah. Chase me off. won't you start speaking the truth? Won't you speak up about what's happening, you bunch of liars? You're the last thing from heroes. Our country is suffering. Our restaurants are closed. We're killing small business, and you won't speak up. You're cowards. You are all cowards. Cowards.
Look at I like that, and I know it's harsh, and I know it's making a scene, but America needs to be more angry at this. A lot of people have committed suicide. A lot of people have lost everything for a made-up virus.
This is where
more of us should be this angry. Yeah, go ahead, Tim.
Right, and we talk about this all the time. There, we always say the majority voice is a conservative voice, it seems, right, when you actually look at it. But the conservative voice plays the game. We don't create the scene like the left does. You realize if there was more people doing that around the country, walking into the hospitals, go, oh, look, guys, and it would open people's eyes. One guy screaming, people go, oh, this is a fucking crazy fucking, you know, Bible thumper. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But the problem is we all see this and go, yeah, he's right. But there's not a collective effort amongst conservatives to do this in a united front. We are all waiting for, you know, the Cernoviches, the Jack P's, the Ali's, and the this one and the that. But it's really up to us in a collective front to be doing this and showing that spirit. You know, like when we all walk into a store, you know, you make more of a statement when you're with a group, when you walk in with no fucking mask, than when it is your own. Because you know what? These fucking little pussies will like to one person, and then everybody gangs up. But if you're in a group, they don't say shit to you because they know what's going to happen. You're not going to get... You're going to get a bad outcome if you get in a group's face. But if you get in one person's face, then they could be like hyenas and fucking surround you. And now that one person's going to get dumped. You see, like, oh, look at that fucking pussy. He got dumped because he didn't want to wear a fucking mask. No, because you got fucking 10 of us. 10 on 10, odds are the 10 people not wearing a mask are going to fucking win. Sorry. That's just the way it goes. Sorry. You know what I'm saying? Because the ones that want to do the screaming, four of them are usually women that are fucking cackling and fucking, you know, the being the fucking Karens. And then their fucking little shit husband's got to fucking fight this shit.
Every single person who has addressed me about not wearing a mask.
Fucking woman.
No, not one woman yet has approached me. They've all been men. Every one of them has been a male. I went into Fry's. I was with my mom and my grandmother, and they were both wearing their masks. And a gentleman walked up that clearly was, you know, worked there. I'm assuming the store manager or the equivalent assistant or whatever, walked up and handed me a folded piece of paper long ways, quietly and politely. And as he handed it to me, he like stretched as far as he could forward without getting to, you know, as far without me getting close, to the point where I could only take it by the edge of the paper. Okay. The gentleman was probably in his late 50s, maybe early 60s. I took it and I put it in my purse. Didn't think anything of it. Well, I kind of looked to see what was in the, because you could tell it was thick.
Fucking anthrax.
And it was a paper mask. I found out later there were two of them in there. And I stuck it in my purse, didn't think anything of it. And I come around the corner and I looked at my mom and my grandmother and I was like, I'm about to either go to jail in front of them or cause a scene in front of them. So I grabbed my panties out of my purse. And I stuck my panties on like this. This is what I did. And finished, got out of there with them, right? Got home, handed the paper to Jeremy to say, hey, look at what I got. And it actually says in the bottom of the second paragraph that they will call authorities.
Yeah.
If I don't comply. Yeah. And I wish I would have paid more attention to it. And I wish I wasn't there with my 92-year-old grandmother.
They would have
because
arrested
I would have
you.
I would have loved to have said, yeah, why don't we get the authorities involved? And I know my husband's going to come and get me. So, let's go ahead. I'm going to be on Frontline News. Well, social media, whatever. But then I went into a Safeway or Fry's another time, and I was by myself. And a gentleman with his child followed me through the store, Hispanic gentleman, probably late 40s, early 50s, followed me through the store and kept making little cracks about the mask until I turned and looked and kind of did a, like, I'm done with you, shoo away. And then he went and minded his own business with his kid. There were two men in Sam's Club, one in a wheelchair, motorized wheelchair, and another older gentleman with him that attacked the girls. The girls weren't wearing them.
Shocked you didn't kill them.
With me. And no, they handle, my daughters are amazing. They handle their own. But every situation where we've been addressed, it's been men. Even the one with Jeremy, they've been men.
Yeah.
In you're gonna Costco. Like,
Let me show you this woman who got recorded, this COVID cunt. Let me show you.
It was like that kid in fucking Costco that the guy took the fucking bucket of ice. Yeah, you guys were here when he fucking dumped it on his head. Just wear the mask, man.
Oh. Security, kicking me out. Look at him. Look at him following me.
Sorry, hold
man,
on.
Man, won't you speak up about no one being here?
That's not the one. Hold on.
That's a great video of her feet.
hold on. I don't know why that one's playing. Hold on. Oh, I have it in the background here. Let me close
speak
this up,
out. Metal professional heroes. You know what?
Sorry. All right. Let me play this.
Unmute it.
Yep.
Shredded.
So this woman's following around a couple, basically badgering them too.
Oh, her.
It was rude to rape me when I was 16. I was 17. I forget. Because I'm mentally ill.
What does this shirt say?
No idea. Something about liberty.
I'm looking for stuff in his beard. Do you hear those voices?
What?
Zelda Joe Tetterbelly. Again.
So she's just pestering them. She just
fucking. If they would have turned around and just knocked her out, they would have been the victim.
No. No.
But like, if she turns around and hits them, it's okay.
I like that they just let her make a fool of herself.
I just flipped over and I'm fucking dancing. And I'm just laughing. I'm a
cheerleader!
I think the guy even in the mask is like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but he needs to take his mask off. He's not doing anything by keeping his mask on.
He's minding his business. He's just trying to fucking avoid
just like the rest of them. Take off the mask.
Well, he's trying to avoid that situation because that guy said probably fucking smacked the shit out of him.
She wears
a band outfit.
One more, bring
anything
down. Says
Baylor. It looks like a band outfit.
Trump, didn't you? Woo!
I would have fucking hip checked her right into the produce. Yeah, create the biggest scene. Even the
He didn't have a mask over his nose. Please, that man. Other gentleman she just whacked by doing all that.
Woo!
Yes. Should have whipped his dick out and pissed on her.
Woo! Jimmy Fallon! Oh, man!
She's naming.
I honestly think people that do that are trying to get famous.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
They're trying to make a name for themselves so they can, because now they'll get that 5 minutes of fame on Jimmy Fallon, and they'll look at her. She's a real hero. No, she's a fucking idiot. Mind your fucking business. Mind your fucking business. I don't understand why people can't just mind their fucking business. If I spit on you, we have a problem. But if I'm walking through, I'm 6 feet apart.
I don't know why. I don't know what I would do in this situation.
You would want to hit you.
Well,
you would want to say something. Number one,
I'll tell you this.
Yeah, but that's just it. That's just it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Going and stooping to her level, she wins. He is winning.
Right.
He's just letting her do what she's
doing. At
some
point, you got to check these fucking people.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the problem. No accountability. I've said it time and time again. When you run your, if you go run your mouth in the streets, you get dealt with. This is the same thing. Now you have these that's privilege. Being able to get in somebody's face to argue about a mask, that's fucking privilege because there's no accountability, okay? There's zero accountability when you go up to somebody not wearing a mask, fucking telling them what they should and should not. I'm sorry. At a certain point, mind your fucking business.
Yeah.
Mind your fucking business. I don't go up to somebody and be like, take the mask off,
right.
You fucking pussy. No, I just think you're a fucking pussy for wearing a mask half the time. You know what I mean? Like, fucking leave me the fuck alone. I don't bother you. Yep. You don't bother me. You want to get into my space? You're in my 6 feet. Stand the fuck over there. You want fucking separation and social distance? Stand the fuck over there. 6 feet away. You can't get sick. okay? Because I almost wanted to fucking knock out a DJ the fucking 2 weeks ago at fucking Adam's Lounge. That fucking guy. This guy thinks he's the fucking marshal of the place. Everybody put your fucking masks on if you're fucking standing up, you fucking people. I fucking hate masks too, but put your fucking mask. Who the fuck are you? You're not the bar owner. You're a fucking DJ. You know what I do when I DJ?
Yeah.
I fucking don't have a mask on. Nobody's right. near me. I'm socially distanced. Why do I go wear a fucking mask?
You don't have to wear a mask.
Ever.
Yeah.
And if somebody came in and said, oh,
don't wear,
and somebody
stop
said,
wearing
oh,
a mask.
You got to wear a mask while you DJ. Oh, give me a seat. I'm going to sit the fuck down and then I'm going to wear a mask because you know what?
No,
if I'm sitting at the
no.
bar. No, if I'm sitting at the bar not wearing, what's the difference? Tell me the fucking difference. Well, I would be. I mean, yeah. I would argue because Ken could fucking get shut down.
Anyways,
I
all
would
right.
sit down. And
what's next? What's
all right.
Next?
I think we're gonna leave it there because we are 2 hours into this, but as we do on every episode, we always gotta end this on
yeah,
a happy note. Jeremy, I think I found your
oh,
perfect
great.
Neighborhood.
I want to see.
Let
I
me show
see.
You this Jeremy's perfect neighborhood.
Yeah. All right. Show you this guy.
oh, I saw
what?
It.
Something went wrong.
No.
Did you see
no,
this one?
Go ahead, play it.
Why isn't it playing?
Know,
hold on.
You need to log into Ticker.
Oh,
Hopper.
They deleted it.
You seem so sad.
No.
Oh,
no,
they
you don't have to log in. Let me see. If...
Oh.
Oh, it's right here. It's right here. There we go. Here we go. Oh, no, hold on. Let me... Oh, this right here. Right. Here we go.
Not far from our house, there's this tiny little airport where little planes can take off. I'm sure you've all seen something similar, but have you seen anything like this? This is a neighborhood that joins to the little airport. The roads are huge, and everybody has airplanes, as you can see here in their driveway. Every road is ginormous. It's
That's
almost
awesome
as if
house.
You have no idea where you should even be driving because they're so huge. While I didn't capture it today, a lot of times you can see the airplanes driving down the street. And again, look at this, how crazy. It's super normal to just have an airplane hanging out at your house.
Jeremy's looking for he's going to look to move out.
That's actually pretty dope. I'm not going to lie. That's actually pretty
cool?
dope. That's pretty dope.
Heidi's like, oh, shit, we're going
to
move.
Trying to get 100 acres up north and just put one down the middle of my own property and not even worry about it anymore.
There you go. There you go. I thought you would enjoy that. All right, so let me show you this other one here.
There was an old farmer who lived on a rock. Some boys who were down by the creek, their feet in the water, their hands on their marbles and playthings, and at 4:30, there came a young lady. She looked like a pretty young creature. She sat on the grass. She pulled up her dress and she showed them her ruffles and laces and white fluffy ducks. She said she was learning a new way to bring up her children so they would not stink. While the boys in the barnyard were shoveling refuse and litter from yesterday's hunt. While the girl in the meadow was rubbing her eyes at the fellow down by the dock. He looked like a man with a sizable home in the country with a big fence out front.
it's the whole double entendres. the suggestive rhymes that never happened. All right. Okay. So this
some of
this,
that video
this
was
next
a little
one.
Descriptive.
All right. This next one. I just want you to listen to the audio before I show you the guys the video. I want you to listen to this audio and I want you to guess what they're talking about. Okay. Just listen to the audio and first right. guess what they're talking about. All right, let me play it here. Oh, come on, internets. All right, here we go.
Did it move? Oh, it's starting. Oh. It's starting. It's starting. Okay, okay, okay. Yeah, that's freaking me out.
Put it on the screen.
Done hang on. Before? Hang on.
No,
just listen, no, to, just listen to the audio.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
It's going to happen. It's happening. Oh, it's happening. It's happening. It's happening.
Sounds
don't
like me when I'm about to
don't
blow.
Be scared. Don't be scared. It's going to happen.
Is it going to explode?
No,
me?
It's not going to explode.
That's not funny because if it's hot in there, that's going to hurt.
No. It's look, watch. It's happening.
Oh my gosh.
What the heck? How am I going to catch it? I don't want it to go all over.
No, don't touch it. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. You're not supposed to touch it. If you don't touch it, it just goes back down like that. What are you doing?
All right. So now I want you to guess what I want you to get. Oh, I want you guys to guess what they're talking about. Jeremy, I'm going to let you go first. What do you think they were talking about?
Maybe
we know what Tim
like
thinks.
A snake or something coming out of a hole. I don't know.
All right, Tim. You already said sex.
No, I mean that's what right. You were trying to go for, but the actual video is probably them either cooking something or he's like fishing.
Okay. Heidi.
All right, Heidi.
All right. I'm going to say it's something like a zit or a cyst or something that they're popping or cutting.
All right. Let me show you.
I just turned my stomach.
Let me show you what it actually is. And then now you can hear it in context.
The whole thing.
In context.
It's starting. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Can of beans.
Have you done
Hang
this
on.
Before?
Hang on.
Rosarita beans.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to happen. It's happening. Oh, it's happening. It's happening. It's happening. Don't be scared.
No.
Don't be scared.
That on their kitchen
Don't be scared.
Stove.
It's going to happen.
Is it going to explode?
No,
I mean,
it's not going to explode.
That's not funny because it's
as he stands back.
No. It's look, watch. Ah, it's happening.
Oh my gosh. What the heck? How am I going to catch it? I don't want it to go all over.
No, don't touch it. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. You're not supposed to touch it. If you don't touch it, it just goes back down like that. What are you doing?
I got a bigger problem with that.
Let's go do this. We're going to go downstairs using Timmy's.
No, I have a bigger problem with that. People eat that shit.
I do. I love that
it's
shit.
It's good.
I love it.
That doesn't, like, when you see
That's
what
good.
That can do in a can, like, you're like,
No, it's because it has nothing to do with the food. It's the, oh, okay.
You're disgusting.
The next time I eat refried beans, though, let me tell you how I will be thinking about the,
Oh, no, don't ever Jesus. Do that again. Don't ever make that sound again, please.
All right.
The next time I have porn and I hear that, I'm going to throw up and turn it off because I just heard you go, ah!
All right, I got.
Well, Timmy's never watching porn again.
I got two more.
It's been almost a year,
and so this next one is it's funny. It's not for the easily offended though. So you've been warned.
Well, nobody listening to the show.
Give me your money, bitch.
Oh, calm down, bro.
You calm down. Just hurry up.
Are you a black?
Are you serious?
What?
What? Just because I'm robbing you mean I'm black?
Well, I mean,
why would you think that?
I don't know. Maybe because you're robbing me. And you're black?
How you know I wasn't a white guy?
Because, bro, you talk black.
Excuse me? Talk black?
Sorry. I mean, talk African-American.
I didn't know black was a language.
Look, man, I didn't mean to offend you, okay? I was nervous.
How would you feel if I just assumed you was a gardener?
I am a gardener.
How would you feel if I assumed you was in a mariachi band?
I'd be fine with it. I love mariachi.
How would you feel if I assumed you was illegal?
Oh, okay. Calm down. That's too far. Who you been talking to?
Does it feel too good? Does it?
Okay, well, how would you feel if I assumed you need to pay child support?
How would you feel if I assumed all you did was get drunk and watch soccer?
How would you feel if I assumed you only eat chicken and watermelon?
How would you feel if I assumed you only eat tacos and fajitas?
Well, how would you... Damn, I could really go for a taco right now, actually.
Hey, actually, I could do the same.
It's actually an amazing taco truck down the street.
Oh, really? I gotta check that out.
You probably won't like it, though, because they don't have grape soda.
They have horchata. No grape soda.
No, but I've actually seen, like there's been shows, you know, like, or YouTube video, like, with humans doing that shit. It's fucking hysterical.
I like grape soda.
When they go after each other like that. Oh, my God.
I don't know what happened. I think I do know. Grape soda. I used to love it as a kid, like Welch's.
Oh yeah,
Welch's
yeah.
Crush.
As I got older, I can't.
You
yeah,
know,
sweet.
I, you know, I think
sweet,
I know
exactly.
Why. They start. No, they. Well, that maybe too, but they started flavoring kids' medicines with grape.
Yeah.
And cherry.
Dimetap.
So yeah, whatever. All of it, right? When you were a kid, you were sick. The first thing they gave you was this grape flavored crap.
Yeah.
And I think that killed off a lot of adults for liking grape flavoring.
Oh.
And I know a lot of people who don't like cherry. And I would assume it's for the same reason.
Huh.
Yeah.
True. Maybe.
Like, I love cherry medicine, but I don't like cherry drinks.
Yeah.
No bullshit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
I love
cherry.
I hate grape.
Well, I don't hate it.
I don't like grape
other flavors
soda.
I'd rather have.
And I don't like grape. Like medicine.
because it's,
I love bubblegum medicine though. Oh,
it's like Orange Crush, right? They have grape,
orange,
strawberry, orange, yeah, and pineapple. We're like the four big
love
fruity flavored
sodas.
Grape is the only one that I can't stand anymore, and I think it's because of the flavoring that they put in to the kid.
I can see that.
That's a good medicine. That's a great theory.
I don't know.
Makes sense.
We give our kids Jägermeister and whiskey, so there you go.
Oh, Jesus
Christ.
They're going to hate it.
yeah.
All right. All right. I'll leave this one for the next one. I'll leave this one for the next one. All right.
Yeah, play it now. Play
why?
It. Play it now. Play it now.
There may not be a next one.
All right. So
we might get YouTube banned.
So this is going to be everyone debating about how the 12th Amendment should be interpreted. Again, the 12th Amendment is the counting of the electors. A lot of people, again, it's convoluted. It's confusing. And this is going to be everybody debating it on how it applies. So.
Oh,
What, bro?
If you drink 2 5-hour energies, how much energy do you have?
13, nigga. What?
13? How do you get 2 and 5 and 13, bro? 2 plus 5 is 7.
Bro, what
you
the
get
fuck?
You get 7 energy.
Bro, listen to the question, bro. We asked about 2 5-hour energy. You gotta think about that. That's where you're trying to trick you at, bro. 2 5-hour energy, they weigh 10 ounces a piece. That means you can have 13 hours of energy throughout the day, you stupid ass dummy. Go to gym class,
what?
Nigga.
Bro, what are you talking about? How can you drink energy anyway, bro? Energy is in the air coming from photosynthesis and precipitation. Oh my God.
Bro,
what are you talking about? Gym class and stuff, bro.
The energy is on the fucking earth, nigga. I should knock you the fuck out. Nigga. Go to fucking class next time, nigga. You're fucking stupid, boy.
That's exactly how yeah. January 6th is going to go.
Yeah, photosynthesis.
Even
okay, so I'm just curious.
People that get paid to interpret law don't understand how the 12th Amendment is actually supposed to work. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just curious. 2 5-hour, are you taking them both at the same time? Are you pacing them out? Are you... I mean, it can't be as simple as just 2 times 5. We've got to make it... Come on now.
I like their confident ignorance, man. Oh my God, they were so sure about it. It's gonna be all.
He's
this.
Like, how do you drink energy? It's in the air.
yeah, there were a lot of things wrong with those statements,
dude. But that's like me and Nelson drunk at Santini's arguing about fucking.
Somebody,
you like that girl? No, I didn't.
You realize?
No, you're not over it.
You guys realize that us all being drunk at Santisi's is what caused this podcast to get started?
Yes.
Hey, you know the answer. The proper answer would be: if you want energy, you're supposed to put your finger in that socket right there to suck out some of that electrical energy.
Go put your tongue in that socket.
Good luck.
Stick your tongue in that socket. Survival of the fittest here.
No, I used to do that. I used to take the
batteries,
the 9-volt batteries,
yes,
and put it on my tongue.
Yes, I did it too. I tried that too.
And then, we had one electrical socket in we used to have my house is two stories
down
in New York, but we used to live upstairs. My grandparents lived downstairs, so everything was carpet. So in the winter, you go up to you fucking run your feet on the carpet and go touch. So we used to go run our feet on the carpet, go touch that socket, and then go up to I would go up to my brother or sister and just tap them and shock the shit out of them. Oh yeah, you'd see the spark coming off them.
You put your finger in electric sockets when you were young. This much.
God, it's all complete. Yeah.
God,
and
yes.
And there you go, folks.
There we go.
That explains everything. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to end it there. Thank you for joining us on another episode of The Salty Show. Find us on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Parler. Yeah, you're out of control. Give us a follow, hit that like button, share some of the content, and we will catch you all next time. Adios.
Guten Tag.
See
ya.
Fuck you.
Wow.
Okay.
I was talking to you guys, not the people.
Happy New Year, everybody.